This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. My first guest this hour is a country sensation. Boy, I tell you, she does it all. Rhonda Vincent will be joining us. Later on in the hour, one of the champions of the NASCAR circuit. This guy is something else. Always nice when he's here. And he, of course, is one of the two brothers that race, Kurt Busch, and our friend Kyle Busch will be joining us. Brad Meltzer will be here. Brad has many, many shows on television. He's a very interesting individual, and he's got a new book out right now about the attempted assassination of Abraham Lincoln before he was even president. It's a fascinating story. And then Andrew Testa will be joining us. He's going to be talking about new ideas to come from Verizon's 5G. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
America is under attack, and we need you to take action now. Our history, culture, constitution, and the American way of life are being assaulted. Violent anarchists are rioting and looting in cities across the country. They are demanding the defunding of our police and an end to law and order. There has never been a more critical time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment Foundation created the Second Amendment First Responders Program. This program seeks to actively engage Americans who want to protect our Second Amendment rights. Please text PROTECT 2A to 474747 and become a Second Amendment first responder. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747. Again, text PROTECT 2A to 474747. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747.
Our next guest, five-time Grammy nominee, and what a voice. Joining us right now is Rhonda Vincent. Hi, Rhonda. How are you, dear?
Well, hello. I appreciate that.
Well, I just found out today, I saw it on Facebook, that you're going to be at the Andy Williams Theater in Branson, Missouri, and I have been on that stage at Andy Williams Theater with my dear late friend Andy Williams many times. It's a fantastic theater. And I appreciate you being here. I went down all the stuff that you've done in the music business. It is sensational. Five-time Grammy nominee and worked with some of the greats, including the likes of Willie Nelson, and warmed up the audiences for our George Jones. And I mean, the list goes on and on and on. But I guess the question on this new CD that you have out right now, which, by the way, has six bluegrass songs, six country songs. All along, I could not help but think, and I know you've been living with this for a long time, some people, it's kind of like that Donnie Marie thing, a little bit of country or a little bit of bluegrass. So people tell you, well, you're bluegrass, and then you go into your country, and it's been something that's been kind of an inner turmoil for a long time, so we need to set the record straight.
That's right. You know, this new project, Only Me, is an illustration of that. I've been waiting to create this. So finally it's here. You know, when I grew up in a musical family up in northern Missouri, my hometown, Greentop, Missouri. And, you know, growing up in my family, as a teenager, people said, when I first started with my family, the music we played was considered country music because You know, it was my mom and dad and grandpa, aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends had a TV show, a radio show. And that music that we played, there weren't any lines that segregated bluegrass or country. You know, Aunt Catherine would sing Kitty Wells. Dad would sing Jimmy Martin, Grandpa Bill Monroe. You know, you had Kitty Wells and Bill Monroe, and it was all considered country music. So years ahead, as a teenager, people would say, your voice is so country, you should be in country music. And then I got the chance to come go to Nashville, make my two country music, mainstream country albums with James Stroud, and I was managed by Jack McFadden. And they said right away, they said, can you get the bluegrass out of your voice? So I was very conflicted, you know, and my country, I'm not sure. They said I was sounding country, and they're saying, can I ask me to get the bluegrass out of my voice? So it wasn't until now, flash years even ahead, and I put together my first bluegrass band, and we opened shows for George Jones.
Right.
And when we came off stage, people, they right away, there was a mob scene. They bought every CD we had as a bluegrass band, but they said, we love your country music. And I determined right then, it's like, it's the perception of the listener. It's whatever you think it is, because my voice is the same, whether it's with a banjo or a steel guitar. So this CD has been a long time coming in order to make that illustration that, you know, here I am with a bluegrass band, here I am with a country band. Yet the songs are the same and the voice is the same, no matter what.
I'm a singer. In fact, I was nominated for a couple of Grammy Awards in the beginning of the 70s, and I work now with a 15-piece orchestra and three backup singers. And
ooh,
I go,
nice.
I go through this mess all the time. Why don't you sing this? Why don't you sing that? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that?
Everybody, what is it? What are you, huh?
yeah. Well, I do, you know, pop standards, anything from Elvis to Bobby Darin, all this stuff, right? But here's the thing that gets me, all right? When I was a disc jockey back in the 60s and early 70s, those radio stations played everything. We played everything from the Singing Nun to the Rolling Stones. That was the bit. Now, all
right.
Of a sudden, in the last 15 to 18 years, there's this definitive format for everybody. You know, if you have one
right.
eye, your ears cut off, and you limp, that's one format. You know what I'm saying?
So you totally get this.
I totally get this, because let me tell you, there's such a fine line between bluegrass, country, and even rock and roll, okay? So
yes,
why
right.
everybody is putting you against all this pressure is crazy, because, you know, Bill Anderson still was a top 40 hit in the late 60s.
Right.
You're going through a lot of turmoil in your mind that you could just
yes.
tell all these people to hit the bricks, you know? Just do what you do, and they'll buy it.
Amen. And you know what? That's what I've determined, and it seems to be working.
Look at Zach Brown. I mean, what is that? Is that bluegrass, or is that country? Or is it rock and roll, or is it rockabilly? You know, I mean, when I read over all the stuff that you've done and all the people saying, do this, do that, do this, I couldn't help but think, tell them all to hit the bricks. Do what you do good and people will buy the records.
Amen. With the internet now, people can discover pretty much any type of music that they want.
A lot of people today think country artists, and this has been going on for 10, 15 years, are really doing rock and roll. And believe me, some of
right.
these country artists sound like rock. They don't sound like Flattin' Scruggs anymore.
Right, right. No, just do your thing and be true to who you are, I think, and they will, the audience will find you.
Probably the best example of anyone out there would have been Elvis Presley. Because Elvis Presley,
wow,
country,
you are so right.
Rock and roll, the only Grammy that he ever got was for a gospel album. Can you believe that?
No.
And he went up and down the silly movie songs that he did to Suspicious Minds to How Great Thou Art.
I love that analogy. That is perfect. You're so right.
You know, they tell me, why don't you do show tunes? Because I don't like show tunes. However, if I do a song in the show that's a show tune, it works. So, you know, you don't have to do everything.
There you go. And we don't have to analyze it.
No, you don't analyze it. Just sit back and enjoy it. The family band you had was, what, Sally Mountain Show?
It's the Sally Mountain Show, yes. It wasn't the Vincent family because it was, you know, mom and dad, grandpa, aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends.
How does it feel to be working with Willie Nelson on this?
I love that. That was, what a surprise.
Yeah.
That was one of the greatest. We were in Austin, and we were with Dallas Wayne, who was a programmer for the Sirius XM Willie's Roadhouse. And he was telling me, he said, Willie always says, play more Rhonda Vincent. And we had opened shows for him at the Ryman in 2009, but I had no idea. He was such a fan, and I said, do you think he would sing on my album? And he not only sings, but he also plays.
Oh man.
And you know, when you hear him, you know it's him singing.
Yeah.
The same with his guitar. The second he plays, I bet when he plays two notes, you say, That's Willie Nelson.
That's Willie Nelson.
You just know, he even plays the exact licks from On the Road Again, which my guys are saying they don't think he's played that on anything else since On the Road Again was released. So if that's true, that's pretty special.
Does he still use that beat-up guitar?
He does. He does. He did. That's right.
Well, he's worth $9 zillion, and he's got a guitar that looks like it come from a garage sale or something.
But that's his sound. I don't know if he played anything else that would sound the same.
No, I don't think so either. I think you're right. There's a two-disc set, right?
And that's right.
Is it one disc bluegrass and one disc country?
There are six bluegrass songs on the bluegrass disc. There are six country songs on the country disc. And not doing the obvious, Willie and Daryl Singletary are on the bluegrass side. It would have been easy to put them on a country song.
You know what you should do next time? When you re-release this, when this thing sells 9 billion records, okay, and you re-release it, and late at night they say the greatest hits of Rhonda Vincent, this is what you need to do, okay? You need to put a bluegrass country. Nobody know the difference.
Well, you know, I've heard people say that they've listened to them, you know, they mix them up in the player, and they're sonically, they do go together, so that's exciting, too. I just thought, you know, there's some people that might just want to listen to bluegrass and might want to listen to country, so we split them up.
Let me tell you, with your voice, it don't make any sense. You could do Aida.
Well, thank you.
After this COVID thing, are you going to be touring again?
You know, we tour 11 months out of the year. We only take off from Thanksgiving to Christmas, so we're on the road nonstop, pretty much. You know, come back in for a few days. This is a little break. We're running down to Key West to Elkley. Enjoy some warm weather.
And, of course, it's Rhonda Vincent and The Rage. You're going to be in Orlando?
No, I think we're headed to Key West.
If you're going through Orlando on the way to Key West, stop in and visit us, okay?
You know what? I'll see where my flight stops. I might just be there.
Yeah, actually, do that. I would love to do it. And, of course, the new project is called Only Me, and it's a reminder that Rhonda Vincent and The Rage are really good, whether it's bluegrass, whether it's country, or Aida, for that matter, okay?
That's right. You can go to RhondaVincent.com and you can find out all the places we're going to be. And on Facebook, I'm Rhonda Vincent Official. And we'll be in, you know what, we're going to be in Palatka, Florida.
Oh, that's not that far.
Around the 19th or 20th, that weekend. So.
Well, great. Well, let us know and we'll come on over and see us, okay?
I will do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
I hope you don't mind my little constructive criticism, but it's only because I think you're good at everything.
I appreciate that. I love it. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks, Rhonda. And we'll look forward to seeing you soon.
Take care.
Come back anytime, dear, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. 5-time Grammy nominee Rhonda Vincent and her group The Rage with a new project out called Only Me. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders. And now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back with Ron Sedgy today, and if you've listened to me for any length of time, you know I'm a huge NASCAR fanatic. I've been following that great sport since the days of Fireball Roberts. We've had them all on the air, Richard Petty, Danica Patrick, Jeff Bodine, Greg Biffle, Jimmy Johnson, Carl Edwards, Kurt Busch, and now we've got champion. Tell you something, the guy is unbelievable. What a driver. Joining us right now on the show is number 18, Kyle Busch. Hey, Kyle, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, Kyle, before we go any further, very briefly, let's go back to the year 2015. 6 years ago. Doesn't seem that long, okay? You're starting the season. You get in an accident. You have a major injury with a broken leg, and you're in surgery, and you're in rehabilitation, and you're in serious shape in lieu of the fact that you're missing a ton of races, and yet you finished the season as the champ. How did you do that?
It was certainly a challenging road, that's for sure, and something that I'd love to not have to do again in order to win a championship, but I'm certainly thankful for the way that it all played out. You know, it was certainly a challenging beginning in not being able to race in the Daytona 500 or the beginning part of the season, but the way things kind of went through the middle and the summer months went really well, obviously, and got ourselves chase eligible, and then through the remaining part of the season was able to race for a championship at Homestead, so that was pretty awesome.
Frankly, Kyle, I'm amazed at how many races you participate in a weekend. You're in the truck races, you're in the Infinity races, and then you do the NASCAR races. And when you put all of that mileage together, that's a long, stressful weekend, and especially last year when you really weren't up to par. I don't know how you do that.
Yeah, it wears on you a little bit, not too bad. You know, I think there's some times where I actually welcome it and want to get out there sometimes 2-3 times a weekend in order to get some good experience at the racetrack and get ready for the race on Sunday, the big race, you know, and being able to have as much information that I can have in order to start that race. So for me, you know, it's been fun. I've enjoyed all that different racing over the years, but nothing comes close to winning Sprint Cup races or Sprint Cup championships now.
Well, congratulations with it, Kyle, and we'll talk about the predictions for the season in just a second. But here we are celebrating the championship with NASCAR champion Kyle Busch, and this year your sponsor, M&M's, is celebrating their 75th anniversary, making those great M&M candies. And in conjunction with that anniversary, there's a big promotion that's going on that is pretty exciting. So tell us about it, Kyle.
It is really exciting. It's a huge year for M&M's as we welcome them and celebrating their 75th anniversary with our special retro paint scheme. I hope M&M's fans are as excited as I am in order to welcome the iconic yellow M&M's car back for the season. And by that, M&M's is letting fans get in on the action. On the 75th lap of any M&M's race, fans can share their favorite M&M's memory, whether it be racing or not, on any social media channel, whether it be Twitter, Instagram. They can do that with the MMS75 hashtag for a chance to win some great M&M's prizes. So it's going to be really cool for them to be able to join in on our fun this year.
Now, by chance, Kyle, would one of those grand prizes be the opportunity to meet you and have a picture-taking session with you personally?
I'm not sure exactly, but we got some cool anniversary championship rings, so we'll see what else is in store down the road.
You know, when I heard that you're looking for an M&M story, And I don't mean to digress or be boring, but I got to tell you one of mine. I'm driving down to Pittsburgh one day, and I come across this gas station along the side of the road, and I get this mad urge for M&M's. I mean, just an unbelievable urge for M&M's. So I pull in, and I buy this jumbo bag. I mean, it looks like Santa Claus bag, you know? I mean, it's colossal. And I start to eat these M&M's, and I'm pouring them down my throat like I'm drinking a Slurpee. And people are passing me, and they're wondering, what is this guy doing? I mean, when you have an urge for M&M's, forget it. Everything else is just secondary in life.
Well, that's always a good problem to have, and we welcome you and plenty others to be doing the same thing, no doubt. And it's pretty fun as we enjoy celebrating our 75th season with M&M's that, you know, you can join in on the fun, buy any M&M's product you want. I mean, there's M&M's chocolate, there's peanut, there's almond, there's dark chocolate, they've got crispy, they've got pretzel, they've got peanut butter, so I don't think you can go wrong in any choice you want to make.
And with your growing family, you're going to need all the M&M's you can get, Kyle.
Yeah, that's right, I know what you mean.
Kyle, let's talk about the season. There's a ruling as far as overtime is concerned that has a lot of drivers kind of vacillating whether or not they like it or not. What do you think about it?
I think it's good. You know, I think it's a great culmination between NASCAR and the Drivers' Council in being able to come up with a plan for the fans that gives them a chance to see some overtime action, but yet keeps the racing safe for the drivers and the fans and alike, you know. So we'll take the green flag for a green-white checker restart, and if we reach a certain mark on the racetrack, typically about halfway down the backstretch, then the race will be called official. You know, if we go and restart the race, and everybody goes off in turn one and crashes, and we don't reach that mark, then we're going to set it up and redo it all over again. You know, that wasn't a fair restart, but given the fans a chance to see a fair restart is what we were looking for, and I feel like we did that.
They don't have exit polling like they do in politics and automobile racing, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to know your answer, but who do you think this year, your prediction, if you will, as to who's going to be the champion of the season? And without you saying a word, I bet you I could just guess, look into my crystal ball and figure out what's going through your mind.
Well, I'd love to say that I'm going to be the reigning champion and the returning champion all in the same thing, you know. So it would be pretty cool to win two in a row back-to-back. But we've got a lot of stiff competition out there as well, too. We know the Hendrick cars are going to be strong. And then, of course, too, you've got the Penske guys that are going to be fast with Logano and Brad Keselowski. But all the JGR cars, I think, have a legitimate shot at being able to win this championship. You know, myself, Matt Kenseth, Denny Hamlin, Inc. So it's going to be fun to see how it all plays out.
You have a beautiful wife, a great young son. You ever think about the dangers when you climb into that car every weekend?
Yeah, no doubt. Certainly, we know and we remember, for me, remembering what happened and getting hurt, having to sit out for a few races and whatnot. So there's definitely that in the back of your mind all the time, but you try not to focus on it too much. You try to forget about it and be able to go on and focus on what the task is at hand, and that's to go out there and run hard, run strong, and go for wins.
I pose this question to your brother, Kurt, too. When you two guys are out there racing neck and neck, who do your parents cheer for?
I think they root for whoever's farther behind in order to catch up.
And there's no breaks. I mean, when Kurt is coming up next to you, you don't give him any inches to go by.
Yeah, exactly. No, we race each other hard. We try to race each other clean and do the best we can in order to come out with a good finish. So, you know, it's a part of what this NASCAR heritage and sport's been about. It's been about family, but it's also been about hard competition. And sometimes, you know, you don't necessarily make family members all that happy out here on the racetrack.
Kyle, you guys are very busy. I appreciate you taking time to join us, and good luck with the season. Be careful, and I'm sure that we'll see that M&M's Toyota in the winner's circle several times during the season.
I appreciate that. Well, thank you very much, and it's going to be fun this season to see this M&M's car back in victory lane.
And Kyle, take us up on our invitation to come back soon, okay?
You got it. Thanks, sir.
One of the most unique drivers on the NASCAR circuit, Kyle Busch, a kind of guy who has a lot of fans and a lot of people that boo him at times, but you can't dispel one thing. He's one of the great drivers, not just now, but he's going to surpass the records of a lot that came before him and many that will never be able to reach it. Kyle Busch, number 18, NASCAR. Want to remind you to visit our website, ronseggi.com, ronseggi.com, to hear our latest show on demand 24/7. There's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Amid the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, Vice President Kamala Harris is heading to Mexico and Guatemala on her first trip to the region. Harris set to arrive in Guatemala Sunday night. It's her first trip to Central America since President Biden tasked her with tackling the surge of migration from the region. Republican Congressman August Lugar of Texas believes the Biden administration has failed in its responsibility to address the southern border crisis.
The administration, President Biden, Vice President Harris, have abdicated their responsibilities to keep Americans safe. They have abdicated their duties. This is a federal issue. The state of Texas had to declare emergencies in 34 counties.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, an essential quality, wins the 153rd running of the Belmont Stakes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
To
this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
All across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Well, our next guest is a longtime friend of our show, and he's always welcome here. I really enjoy his work. I truly do. He is a number one New York best-selling author of many books. He's a host of the History Channel TV's Brad Meltzer's Decoded and Brad Meltzer's Lost History. He's been on our show several times in the past. He has a book that just came out, in fact, today, and I have the hardcover in front of me. Could not put it down. It is called The Lincoln Conspiracy, The Secret Plot to Kill America's 16th President and Why It Failed. That title, for many of you, may be very confusing. Joining us right now is our friend, Brad Meltzer. Hi, Brad. Welcome back to the show. Nice to hear your voice again.
Oh, great to be back. Thank you.
I enjoyed this book. I don't know if you know this about me, Brad, but I'm a presidential historian. I have a replica of the Oval Office in my home with the Resolute Desk as the key point. So when it comes to books like this, I devour it like a surgical knife through butter, you know?
Trust me, I'm the same exact way. You can't keep me away from a good historical story.
No, absolutely not. Well, let's talk about this, and maybe, and this is kind of sad that some people may not know this, but maybe a little confused with the title, The Secret Plot to Kill America's 16th President and Why It Failed. Everybody knows, from the time you're in first grade, of the Lincoln assassination at Ford's Theater. But there is a segment of the audience that probably does not realize that in 1861, even before his inauguration, there was a plot, and a very, very effective one, to kill him that failed. And you've outlined this plot in great detail. It's a page-turner. I love it. This is great.
No, and listen, we all know the story of the secret plot that John Wilkes Booth used to end Lincoln's presidency. That's
right.
The famous story. This is actually the story of the first secret plot to kill Abraham Lincoln at the very start of his presidency. In order to be sworn in as America's 16th president, Lincoln had to take a train from his home in Springfield, Illinois, to Washington, D.C. And the only way to get there was you had to go through Baltimore. And Maryland at the time was a slave state. So the plot was pretty simple. A secret society was planning to kill Abraham Lincoln when he came through Baltimore and end his presidency before it even began. And that is the basis for, as you said, the Lincoln Conspiracy, is telling this real-life true story that so few of us even know happened.
And really and truly, when you think of conspiracies today, if that was on the line today, you'd have thousands of people on the case. Here you have the train going through Baltimore, where they assumed this pro-Southern Society conspirators group was going to assassinate him. First time ever that a murder of a president while he was elected, and of course that was the reason why they did not want that to happen, because they knew that the whole history would have changed its course. But you have Alan Pinkerton, of course from the Pinkerton, two men, one woman, and one invalid that go on the train. The two men, of course, is Pinkerton and his associate. One woman is a girl by the name of Kate Warren, who was probably the first detective of that nature. And the invalid was supposed to be her brother. He was Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, they give him actually a complete code name. They give him a disguise so no one knows who he is. They're putting Abraham Lincoln in disguise on a speeding train in the middle of the night. You know, we just ruined chapter one of the first of the Lincoln Conspiracy, but it was worth it, right? Like, that's an amazing moment.
Yeah.
And we couldn't pass it up. What the Pinkertons do in that moment, figuring out what the secret society is up to, what they're doing. One of my favorite moments comes right before that, when they tell Abraham Lincoln for the first time that there's a secret plot to kill him. And Alan Pinkerton, again, the famous private eye, head of the Pinkerton Detective Agency, says, "Sir, you're going to Philadelphia tomorrow for a big event. We need you to skip the event. We want to save your life. And let's get you out of here faster than you're supposed to be." And Lincoln says, "I'm not missing the event in Philadelphia." And they're like, "Why?" And he says, and he explains that he doesn't want to miss honoring his hero the next day in Philadelphia. One of his heroes is a man, I should say, named George Washington. They're raising a flag to honor George Washington's birthday at Independence Hall in Philadelphia the next day. And Lincoln doesn't miss it. Does not. He goes there the next day, gives a speech, and he says basically that everyone should have an equal chance in America. If we, you know, like the Declaration of Independence says, and if we can't save the country without giving us that principle, without giving up that principle,
mm-hmm.
And Lincoln pauses in that moment, long pause, and says, "I was about to say, I would rather be assassinated on this spot and surrender.
Wow.
And it's an incredible moment because he knows there's a plot to kill him when he says those words. And it's soon after that, I won't ruin how, but they whisk him away. They save his life. But the Lincoln conspiracy is just filled with these real details that make you go, oh, my gosh, how did I never hear of the story?
Yeah. You know, you were named one of the 25 most powerful authors in Hollywood by The Hollywood Reporter, Brad. Why, or maybe there is, a movie in the making. I mean, there are so many movies about Lincoln, and this one here I think is very, very unique in as much as, I don't know how many people know this happened. The man was almost destined to die in some relative association with the office of the presidency. And this really is so embracing when it comes to the action. There are moments when you think, this is it. You know he lives, but this is it. There were such suspenseful moments in this whole trip. Pinkerton didn't sleep for over 3 days.
Yeah, and what's really, you know, to me is also the context of what this is all happening in, is we, you know, are at a time when we look at the story where the Civil War is about to break out. The country is fractured in two. Whatever side you're on, you hate the other side. You think the other side are horrible, awful people. Does that sound familiar to you?
Yeah.
It's exactly where we are right now.
Right, right.
And the question that we had is, what do great leaders do in those situations? And great leaders, what Abraham Lincoln does in that moment, he doesn't choose to divide us further.
Mm-hmm.
He unites us.
Yeah.
And my God, do we need heroes like that right now? We need the Abraham Lincolns again, because the way we talk to each other as a culture right now, we're doing it wrong. Or do whatever side you anyone's positive. When I go to my friends on Fox News or my friends on CNN in the green rooms, you know what they all whisper to me? It's disgusting the way we talk to each other right now. We're doing it wrong, and we need the lessons of Abraham Lincoln right now more than ever.
Yeah, and you know, Abraham Lincoln was not a very big fan of the media. I mean, he had people thrown in jail from the media if they were very, very critical of what he was doing. Boy, you could never do something like that today. You know, there is something I did learn in this book. Well, there's many things I learned in this book, but a couple of them was that Seward was actually Lincoln's competition for the nomination for the Republican National Party. I didn't know that. And also,
not only that, he was the favorite.
Yes.
He was the one that everyone should have won, and he should have hated Lincoln when Lincoln beat him, but instead joins his team, and Lincoln's smart enough to bring on someone who has more experience. Lincoln's a novice, and it's kind of what I love. We all know today, Ron, as you know, we all know Lincoln at the end of his life. You know, the man who wins the Civil War, the Emancipation Proclamation, the slaves are freed. That's the end of his story. This is the beginning of his story.
Mm-hmm.
And you see Lincoln trying to figure it out. He's being sworn in. He's making mistakes. He's screwing it up. They even lose the original inauguration speech that he's supposed to give, his
right.
inaugural address, because they're so disorganized. And what I love is when you see him being elected for the first time, then they tell him, hey, sir, you won the presidency. You know what he's doing? He's on the back of the building playing handball.
Yeah.
When he's right before he's supposed to leave, he goes back to his hometown. He wants to see his father's grave. He wants to go see his mother, his stepmom, one last time. And he goes to see his stepmother one last time, and she says, you know, one of the accounts of someone there says that she's sobbing and crying, and she's saying, you know, I'm fearful I'm never going to see him again. They're going to assassinate him. And she's absolutely right.
Yeah.
She never will see him again. And I love, you know, we do this, we make a mistake today with our heroes. We take our heroes, we put them up on pedestals, we build these great monuments, and we worship. But we do them a huge disservice when we do that. Because anyone you look up to, whether it's Abraham Lincoln or Rosa Parks or anyone else, they have moments where they're scared and they're terrified and they don't think they can go on. And we need to remember that all of us are cowards and we're brave and we're horrible and we're amazing. Some of us in the same week, some of us in the same few hours, depending on when you catch us. And that's not a bad thing. It makes us human. And I think it's important to see in the Lincoln conspiracy, you can see Abraham Lincoln being human.
Oh, there's no doubt. You hit it. And I love the emotional moment, especially with Grace Bedell, the 11-year-old girl who suggested he grow a beard, and how she reacted to his reception on the back of the train. It's a great book, Brad. You always do a good job. It's called The Lincoln Conspiracy, The Secret Plot to Kill America's 16th President and Why It Failed Prior to Being Elected President of the United States. Brad, you are always welcome here, my friend. Please come back when you have more time. We'll chat more about the book and other projects, okay?
Would love it.
And, of course, The Lincoln Conspiracy is available wherever books are sold. A story that is not as well known as the assassination of Lincoln at the Ford Theater, but one very pertinent in history. There's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
as a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders. And now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The world. It's Ron Sedgy today, and a friend of ours is on the show right now talking about something that is very much in demand as we speak. He is the Verizon's resident 5G expert, and 5G is changing the lives of people around the world. Joining us right now is our friend Andrew Testa. Hi, Andrew. How are you doing? Welcome back to the show.
I'm doing great. Thanks again for having me back.
Well, 5G, as I mentioned, really and truly is changing the entire landscape of this country, and it's also creating a lot of jobs. But how, first of all, is it changing how we live day to day? Because it is really a hot commodity.
Yeah, you know, I think if there's anything that the pandemic has taught us is that, you know, that we need to stay connected. And I think that's, what 5G does. It not only allows you to stay connected, but delivers these transformationally fast speeds. And so I think that's what's getting everybody excited.
And it comes in so handy when you're traveling, too. And now that summer is just around the corner, I mean, people are going to be taking road trips, go on vacations, want to get out of the house and do something. And this really plays a major role in that.
Oh, 100%, right? So, as I mentioned, I think with 5G, you know, you could download a movie in just seconds, or, you know, you could send that huge file to a colleague in a snap. And so I can actually tell you, I was visiting some family, recently in Florida, and I was on the plane with my kids. And of course, you know, me being the dad, I forgot to download all the movies, for the airplane, which is a very precarious position to be in with two small children. And so, you know, I was fortunate. I had a 5G phone, and so I was able to connect and download, you know, all of their movies and their series in literally a matter of seconds. You know, it bailed me out in that instance, and I think that's probably a use case a lot of us can relate to as we go to hit the road this summer.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely correct. Now, Andrew, tell us about this major recruitment program that Verizon is on, because obviously with demand in the product, there's going to be demand for people, and that couldn't come at a better time either.
Yeah, so, you know, I mentioned the, you know, some of the demand, and, you know, there's incredible offers right now. So, like, we've got one where if you've got a broken 5G phone, you can, or a broken phone, you can trade it in for a new 5G phone, get $1,000 off. And so I think between the offers and people wanting to get out, that's really driving people to go to the stores and get out there. So, to be able to meet this demand, we're actually hiring 1,000 new sales roles across the country, which is our largest recruitment effort in more than 5 years. So, you know, if you are passionate about technology, we want to hear from you and have you come work for us.
If by chance that you are fascinated by it, but not necessarily well-versed in it, is there kind of a training program, if you will? Because there's a lot of things out there that people like to get into, but they've never done it before.
Oh, of course. No, Verizon offers world-class training. Tuition assistance, of course, too, and, you know, it's just a tremendous place to work. So, yes, absolutely, we offer training.
What kind of jobs are you looking for, and what type of area of concentration do you find the most available? Like, is it marketing or technology or in the repair?
Sure, sure. So these 1,000 roles that I just mentioned, so these are primarily sales roles. So these are all folks that would be working in the stores, and really the kinds of candidates we're looking for. You know, I think if you are sort of that early adopter, new technology, you're passionate about technology, you're a gamer, you know, so if, I think that's one that kind of surprises people where, you know, if you're a gamer, you know that you can't have buffer or lag, while you're trying to game, right? So, you know, so that's another one that we're looking for. Really, the way I think that best describes it, if you're sort of like your family's tech support, right? So if you're sort of the go-to person when something goes wrong with the phone or if you got a question, like those are the types of folks that, you know, that I think make for a great fit at Verizon, that they love talking to people and love talking about technology.
People who are on the go, people who are in business, people who are just using it for pleasure, obviously want to have something that is going to always be available, always be strong. But you brought up a intriguing segment of the audience, and that's the gamers. I mean, the gamers really need this. You mentioned about delay. This is almost a lifeline for them.
Oh, it really is. I mean, I think there is nothing more frustrating when you're playing a game where, you know, particularly where you really need that instant connection. When you press a button, you need it to go through and you need your character to act, or you need that thing to happen with what we call really low latency. And 5G delivers unprecedented low latency, and it's something that gamers are absolutely going to love and find transformational once they experience it.
You know, people are always worried about something becoming obsolete, and this business changes so quickly because the technology is ever-changing. I have a feeling, correct me if I'm wrong, that 5G is going to be around for a long time.
Oh, 5G will definitely be around for a long time. we're really just at the beginning. And, you know, we're right now, this transformational ultra-wideband network that we have is available in more than 70 cities, and we're just continuing to roll it out.
Is there any situation that someone is in something less than that where they feel they can't come up a step without going to college? I mean, because it's a pretty simple way to do it. A lot of times people are reluctant to change because they're in a way. Usually older people are like that, okay? But the young people learn very, very quickly. But there is no challenge to moving to 5G.
Not at all. So the phones right now are perfect. They go in between 4G and 5G. You know, when you're outside of a coverage area, if you may not be in a 5G coverage area. So we make it absolutely seamless, and there's never been a better time with the offers right now. So I know many people have been holding on to their phones a lot longer these days, maybe for 2 to 3 years or maybe even more, you know, waiting for the right time to jump in to upgrade. And there really has never been a better time with 5G than to do it now. It truly is a transformational experience.
Okay, so if somebody wants to jump up to 5G, where do they go? And if somebody wants an employment opportunity with Verizon, what do they do?
Yeah, so if you are looking to upgrade right now, again, or come from another carrier, you go to Verizon.com/deals, or you come visit us at a store. We'll be able to help you out. We're open and ready to serve. And if you'd like to help a customer upgrade, be part of the V-team, you can go to Verizon.com/careers, plug in your zip code. You'll be able to find a role near you. Again, we've got 1,000 new sales roles nationwide. So, you know, if this is something you're interested, we'd love to have you.
This is very, very exciting news. Andrew, it's always nice talking with you. He's the Verizon resident 5G expert, talking about the benefits of 5G and also an outstanding employment opportunity. Verizon now heading up a campaign to fill 1,000 jobs here soon, like now. And you know the websites to go to or the stores to go to learn more. Andrew, thanks for joining us. Always good having you here. We look forward to your return. Andrew Testa has been our guest. We're going to pause for a couple of seconds, but there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Seggi today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group, their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
That's going to wrap things up with Ron Sedgy today. We want to thank you for joining us for the past 2 hours. We hope you enjoyed the memories that we brought back of our friend B.J. Thomas, our first interview on our show this week. We lost B.J. last week, and he was a terrific singer, songwriter, friend, all-around nice man. He'll be missed, not only personally, but professionally. I also want to thank actress Linda Evans, Charlie Oppler, country music star Rhonda Vincent, great NASCAR champion Kyle Busch, Brad Meltzer, and Andrew Testa. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we'll do it again live, nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I hope that you have blue skies and green lights.